For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New legal papers show President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who offered what he called political synergy with the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas for tax evasion and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen as he's been providing useful information into his Russia probe. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Robert Lynn.
Mueller says basically if it was my case alone, this is what I would recommend. But it's not my case alone. You should give credit for his cooperation in my case by making the second sentences concurrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no love lost between President Trump and his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says the president is undisciplined and he asked him to do things that were illegal. The president tweeted in response, "Tillerson is dumb as a rock." Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Decades ago, these sorts of things either never came out or were saved for biographies and autobiographies written after a presidency. We're long past that, and now we have these sorts of tiffs and very ugly circumstances coming out during an administration.
Parts of the Southeast are in for an early blast of winter. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, "Here we go again."
People can get tired of these kinds of disasters, but we should not let down our guard for a minute, because we do not want to lose lives.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
The death of a Ventura County sheriff last month was a result of friendly fire. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The sheriff's sergeant was one of 11 victims in a Southern California bar shooting last month, died from friendly fire. Ventura County Sheriff Bob Ayoub says Sergeant Ron Helis was struck five times by gunman David Long, but he might have survived those.
I'm deeply saddened to inform you that Sergeant Helis was also struck by a sixth bullet, which we now know through forensic analysis by the FBI's crime laboratory was fired from the CHP officer's rifle. Tragically, that bullet struck vital organs and was fatal.
Long took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News.